Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, I'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can speak to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Now today, I'm joined by Mikhail Yang, CEO of ManyChat. Mikhail, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I always enjoy having my guests from distant and exotic lands on the show. You're from California, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, that's true.
It's inevitable. I have to ask, what's the weather doing at the moment?
Oh, the weather is, as always. Actually, I'm looking at the window right now, and it's actually cloudy.
Oh.
But usually, I live in Palo Alto. It's in the middle of the Silicon Valley. And usually Palo Alto is very sunny,
yeah.
But today we do have clouds.
I'm sorry about that. I'm so sorry. It's very grey and cloudy and nighttime over here as well. So I feel bad for you. Okay, right. Rather than do a weather forecast, why don't you start off, tell us a little bit about yourself and ManyChat.
Sure. So my name is Mikhail Yang, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of ManyChat. And ManyChat is a messenger marketing platform that helps businesses use Facebook Messenger for sales, support, and marketing. And basically what we do is we help businesses adopt this new channel of communication so that they can leverage basically the most engaging channel in the market right now to talk with their customers, do marketing campaigns, get leads cheaper, convert them better, and delight them through support. So it was a very interesting ride. We started in 2015 on a different platform, the Telegram Messenger, grew to hundreds of thousands of bots there. And a year later, Facebook Messenger opened up, and we immediately knew what we had to do for businesses to leverage that platform. So now we power over 250,000 pages are connected to the platform, and they have over 50 million subscribers. And so we are growing really fast. And I encourage everyone who is researching or who is doing marketing to start playing with the channel, because it does convert 5 to 10 times more, like better than email, yeah, from like what our customers are reporting and from what our data suggests.
This is so interesting. I'm almost foaming at the mouth. I don't quite know where to start asking, which questions to start asking first. So it sounds to me like you've got a sort of automated, I don't like the word bot normally, but I'm going to use it, an automated messaging bot that converses with warm leads and turns them into hot leads. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's a pretty, we have hundreds of thousands of businesses using the platform, but it's still relatively new because there are 120 million businesses in the world. So we are still just scratching the surface in terms of market penetration. So, and this is why there is a lot of there is still a lot to learn about what it is and how it works. So first of all, let me define two terms: messenger marketing and chatbots. So when we talk about messenger marketing, we are talking about using messaging apps such as Facebook, WhatsApp, Viber, and others to connect with your customers and to do marketing, sales, and support. This is what we talk about, like messenger marketing. It's about using the channel, the messenger channel, to do marketing. And when we talk about chatbots, usually what people are referring to, and there is a lot of definitions out there, but if we are talking about chatbots in the context of messenger marketing, then chatbots are just automated business accounts on Messenger. So you can talk to those accounts, they can respond to you, they can help you with a simple question, they can provide the working hours, the address, somehow help you around your order, and that's what people are referring to when they're talking about chatbots and Messenger. And it's not just about support and like responding to the user. Bots are really great for marketing automation too, so they can reach out to certain people when certain conditions are met. So these, like when you do understand those two terms, now you can start thinking about, okay, so is this going to be relevant to my business? Can I use messenger marketing to grow, to get more leads, to convert them better, to provide better service? And those are the questions that we try to answer. And usually the answer is yes, and much better than any other channel.
It sounds like a really kind of flexible tool. Am I right in thinking it must use some sort of artificial intelligence behind the scenes, under the hood, Mikhail?
This question also comes up a lot of times. And the general, like when you read TechCrunch or other news outlets or blogs, you usually hear the word chatbot next to artificial intelligence or natural language processing, etc. But the reality is that most businesses don't need that kind of functionality at this point. What businesses need, the whole revolution has been not about the chatbots. The whole revolution was about the new marketing channels opening up.
Yeah.
So this is the biggest difference between us and like other people who are working on the platform, is that we don't believe that chatbots are the thing that is going to bring that insane amount of value to the whole community, to the whole market. The actual value that was being created right now is from the new marketing channel that has opened up, that is much, much more effective than any other means. And the reason that it's so effective is that because the customers are using it. So the difference between people who are using messenger marketing for their business and others is that they understand that they have to follow the consumer's attention. They have to be at the places where their consumers are. And the consumers right now have voted with their attention that messenger apps are the most frequently downloaded and the most frequently opened apps on our phones.
Yes.
In 2016, messenger apps have bypassed social networks in terms of popularity. So they're right now the number one apps, and it's pretty like actually you would expect that, because you always need to talk to people. And like, what was the number one use case for phones at first? It was calling an SMS, short messaging system.
Yeah.
And now SMS got trumped by messaging platforms just because they're rich, they have built-in photos, videos, GIFs, they have built-in payments and a lot of other great things about them. And now businesses can access that channel and can also use it to connect with their customers. And that is what messenger marketing is about, and that's how businesses can actually be successful with it, is by adopting this thing. And when we're talking about like bots and messenger marketing, a lot of businesses get frightened by like artificial, oh, this is too complicated, I will not be able to understand how this works. This is for techno geeks and like all this stuff. Nothing could be further from the truth. Like, if you just think about messenger marketing as a simple alternative to your, let's say, email marketing efforts, if you just think about this as, okay, I've got a new channel, if I get subscribers here and start doing broadcasts, I will get 80, 90% open rates compared to 20% on email.
Huge difference, isn't it?
And I will get 10, 20, 30, 40% CTRs compared to 1% or 2% on email.
That's a massive click-through rate.
It's a click-through rate. So it's a no-brainer for a marketer that is thinking about this. He's like, oh, it's not about like some complicated stuff. It's about how do I just leverage this new channel to reach my audience one-on-one, privately, more engaging, more like with richer content, with interactivity, etc. And if you do that, then you're going to get like better results the same way that the customers right now, the people using, and I don't like, you can use any platform. ManyChat is one of the platforms out there. Like, I just suggest if you're a marketer or if you're an agency or if you're a business owner, start thinking about messenger marketing right now, because right now is the, like, is the time to get on this train, because when the channel is going to get saturated, everything is going to become more costly.
Yes.
It's going to be harder to get subscribers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't have to be something hard. It's just a new channel. Get subscribers, do the broadcast. And after that, you'll start exploring and understanding, oh, you can do interactive broadcasts. Oh, you can do a loyalty program here. Oh, you can get reviews here. You can do live chat here. You can do sales here. And, but that, all of that, like, leave all of that to natural, organic, like, discovery, how you're going to use the platform, and start with something simple and basic, because that's how you're going to get your foot in the door, and then you're going to get all the value that there is.
Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So I'm just thinking about all the different ways this could be used. Could we possibly go over a few case studies or like hypothetical scenarios, Mikhail, of how this could be used? Because it'll make it, because it's such a big area and it's such a versatile tool, it would probably make it a bit clearer in our minds how it could be used.
Sure. I think it will be of great benefit to the whole audience, and everyone will understand when we provide some examples of how it can be used. So example, let's start with something simple, like a restaurant. Say you have a restaurant and you want to promote an event that is happening on Friday.
Yeah.
You could do that through your email campaign or SMS campaign, but like you can do the same thing through Messenger, and you would get better results. And we have people who have filled out, who have filled up New Year's Eve tables in just one broadcast. And the restaurant had only like 400 subscribers inside their Messenger account, but they did a broadcast. They said, "Hey guys, if you book a table in the next 24 hours, you're going to get this discount." And they filled out the whole thing in 24 hours. And they've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
So this was because they got responses on Messenger. They replied through Messenger using the live chat feature. So they just manually replied to anyone who registered and who wanted to book. And they handled all of that. And they got the whole thing completely booked out. One of the other examples would be, that was just one broadcast.
Yes.
But if you think about how a restaurant can use a Messenger platform, then you start thinking, oh, if we place tabletops on each table and say, hey, if you want to get a 5% discount or a chance to win a free meal, talk to our Messenger page. And people will go in and talk to the Messenger page. They will, and the Messenger page will respond to them and say, hey, it's really nice to see you. First time inside talking to us on Messenger. Let's see if you got the 5% discount or a free meal. And there's going to be a randomized reply there that is going to say to them, you've got a free meal. Really exciting. Show this to the waiter and he will get you a free meal. Or you got a 5% discount. Show this to the waiter and like you're going to get that.
Yeah.
But now people that opted in into this promotion, now the restaurant has their first name, their last name, their profile picture, their gender, time zone, their language that they're speaking. But most importantly, they have the access to contact them again and to re-engage them further down the line. So, for example, there can be a marketing automation inside Messenger saying, an hour after they leave the restaurant, ask them for a review. Ask them if they like the experience. And if they like the experience and they pressed 5 stars inside Messenger, ask them if they would leave a review on Yelp or maybe on TripAdvisor. So now you start seeing how this mobile experience can help you get more customers, can help you get to know your customers, can help you get more reviews if you're a restaurant, for example. And it all starts to, like, this is becoming for you the central hub for communication with your people, because it's the communication hub that people are actually paying attention to.
Yeah.
So another you asked for some case studies. So one of our customers who is using it for a restaurant, they've said they had a loyalty program, and the participation in the loyalty program was 3%.
Yeah.
So 3% of people that come into the restaurant, they've got a loyalty card and they actually participate in the program. And they know who those people are, their phone numbers, etc. When they installed Messenger and when they implemented this strategy, do you know how many people got into their database?
You're going to have to tell me.
They've got over 30% of people.
Wow.
Participating in the program. And that is unheard of for any loyalty program, because now you have a third of people coming in. You actually know who those people are, what they're eating, and like how, and you can tailor your message to each person specifically, because like different people will need different types of messaging depending on their like frequency and purchasing amounts, etc. So that would be one of the ways to do that. E-commerce platforms, online stores are using messenger marketing really heavily, and right now having tremendous success with it. One of our people said that they started using messenger marketing, and they did a broadcast, and they've sold. And it was a small e-commerce shop. It wasn't something like major, but they sold like thousands of dollars of t-shirts. And for a one-person operation, that's a lot in just 24 hours.
You mentioned, this is real time, isn't it? So, I mean, would it work with something like, a webcast or some sort of live broadcast?
Sure. Yeah. So you can do, when I say broadcast, I mean like broadcasting a message.
Yes, so it was a message.
Sending a one-to-many message in real time.
Yeah.
So for broadcasting, like if you're talking about like Facebook Lives or something,
yeah,
it's also one of the best ways to get subscribers, because there is now an option to convert anyone who comments on the Facebook page post into a Messenger subscriber.
Yes.
So right now there is a whole strategy for people who are doing a lot of Facebook Lives to get subscribers on Messenger through those Facebook Lives and then notify those subscribers about upcoming Facebook Lives. So it starts to be a virtuous circle. You do a Facebook Live, you get subscribers, you send a broadcast to your subscribers about the next Facebook Live, you get a lot of viewers, you get a lot of engagement, you get more organic exposure, you get more subscribers. So it's the number, I don't want to get like into too many details here. I'm just going to mention another case when an event was selling tickets, and they've had an email list and they've had a messenger list. And they did a broadcast on Messenger, and they were like trying to sell the tickets through email, and they didn't get a lot of results. And then they started connected Messenger, got their subscribers on Messenger, and in 24 hours they sold like $28,000 in terms of event tickets. And they've never had in the history of the event, they've never had a result like that.
Yeah.
Like selling that many tickets in that amount of time. So what I'm trying to say, like, here, it's not about like, hey, you should be like getting results like this or to brag about this. This is just to motivate people to look into this deeper.
Mm.
And to research this and to see for themselves how they can leverage this and how they can actually apply this to their business. Because I'm convinced that if your business is dealing with, if you're not inside the enterprise B2B space where you're selling to big corporations, where a messenger might not be the ideal solution, if you're selling to customers, if your audience is the end user, Messenger might be the single best channel right now for you, and will be for the next 5-7 years. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5-7 years, so I'm not going to extrapolate like further than that than this. But I know that right now messengers are just starting to being picked up by businesses, and in the next 5 years they're going to become the main channel of communication between businesses and customers.
It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. It's the real time nature of it, isn't it? That I think that makes it so powerful.
Yes, the real time nature, the interactivity,
yeah,
the richness, the shortness, the visual aspect of it, videos, GIFs, pictures, and it's the integrated payments. So you can now receive as a business, you can sell your products through Messenger. So it's becoming a commerce platform. So it is a very, very, the number of things like that you can do with this is going to increase as Facebook releases more and more features. And because they want this platform to become the main channel of communication between businesses and customers. And they're doing everything they can to provide a great experience for the end user and to provide the tools that the business can use to grow and to expand and to leverage the platform to achieve their results.
Yeah. One thing I was wondering was I get the impression this is a very nice way of dealing with people quite near the top of the sales funnel. And I'm guessing at some point a human needs to get involved. Is it fairly easy to work out where that is and how that happens?
Yes, I think for any business there is a natural line where you get a human involved. And actually, we as a platform provide you the tools to automate the first half and to handle manually the second half if you want to.
Yeah.
If you have a high ticket sale, if you have something that requires human attention, then I would qualify the leads through the messenger automation.
Yeah.
And I would ask the question about how many employees do you have, what industry you're in, et cetera, et cetera. Or I would ask like what is your budget and other questions to qualify the person. And if the person meets your qualifications, then I would get a sales agent on the line right at that point to talk to the person and to handle their request and to actually follow up and make sure that purchase goes through. If you have something that is low ticket that can be automated, I don't know, a $1, $5, $30 product, then you can actually automate all of it and just be selling through Messenger.
Well, Mikhail, thanks for coming on. It's a fascinating subject. It's certainly something that we all need to be thinking about, especially if you're not B2B, which is B2C, isn't it? Yes, your business to consumer, customer. Yeah.
Yes.
How can our listeners find out more about you and more about ManyChat?
You can go to ManyChat.com. So it's M-A-N-Y-C-H-A-T, ManyChat.com. And they can start a free account. Again, it's not about the platform. It's about the messenger marketing. It's about the whole revolution that is happening right now. And the easiest way to get involved, we provide a free freemium service, so you can get started for free, test it out, get subscribers, do some broadcasts, just feel the power. And then if you're ready, then upgrade to a pro plan with advanced functionality that will allow you to do a lot more. So that will be the best way to get involved in messenger marketing and to get started. And if anyone wants to reach out to me directly, you can reach out to me directly on Messenger. Just search for Mikhail Jan. My name is in the description, and message me, and I'll make sure to read it and respond.
Well, thank you very much, Mikhail, and thanks everyone for listening. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/IMpodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review so you know how we're doing. If you want to contact us with questions or suggestions, the email is podcasts@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. We have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Mikhail.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Andy.
Absolute pleasure. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.